Alexei, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Pleasure.
Now, at the emergency UN meeting, Russia and Britain were blaming each other, laying the blame at each other's doorsteps. What justification is there for, well, basically Russia to be blaming Britain for creating this situation?
Well, I mean, obviously, if the country is implicated in any covert activity, including whether it's espionage or a covert violent action, any country would go into fierce denial about what it knows, what it doesn't know, whether it authorized such an action, whether it didn't. So it's a standard practice. Here the situation obviously has gone from bad to worse, because whatever happened in the UK, whoever is responsible for organizing, managing, and carrying out the attack, it did not just had an impact on the target, and in this sense it was former, I would not describe him as a former Russian spy, but rather than former British spy, because he was the serving officer in the Russian military. Yes, he served in the Russian military intelligence, but he was spying for Britain in Russia. But in this sense, it wasn't just him who ended up being the target of this vicious attack. It wasn't just his daughter who became the target of this vicious attack. It was another 21 British nationals who were affected by this nerve agent attack. And obviously that elevates not just the complexity, but the fallout from this attack to a completely different level. And obviously you don't want to be implicated in such a, well, I don't think I would exaggerate by simply saying barbaric attack. So the Russians don't just resort to a standard practice that all the countries would resort to when it comes to, please explain what is your covert activity in my country. But obviously they're now finger pointing at the British and the Americans by saying, well, we have a suspicion that it is you who actually manufactured this top secret gas, because guess what? At the time when we were dismantling our chemical warfare capabilities, U.S. inspectors were actually on site of production facilities that were responsible for the manufacturing of this top secret nerve agent from the Novichok family. And how do we know that they haven't obtained formulas and they won't be able to replicate it? So the Russians actually mounted a counteroffensive with a name to shift the blame either onto the British or the Americans, saying, well, it's a political circus, you did it to frame us, you did it because the Russians now have been blamed for everything. But at the same time, it's a different form of defense.
It is an interesting point that they actually do raise through that one, because obviously up until this point, we've heard about this nerve agent as being only available to the highest members of the Russia command. Looking at some of the sanctions we're talking about in terms of the Britain leveling sanctions against Russia, what might these actually involve?
Well, there is a kind of standard in Brexit line of sanctions that one can take without effectively ending up formal ties with your political opponent. So the British opened the book and decided to follow the book, expelling diplomats on the grounds that they are not just diplomats, but they are serving intelligence officers, using diplomatic status as a cover. It's fairly standard procedure. Canceling high-profile visits, and Prime Minister May already indicated that they have withdrawn the invitation for the Russian foreign minister to visit the United Kingdom, though Russians denied, saying we never accepted this invitation in the first place, would be another step. Imposing some economic sanctions, freezing assets, freezing properties of Russian nationals in the UK, suspending trade relations or minimizing it to ensure that your economy is not going to be harmed, would be the next step. Worst case scenario is when you recall your ambassador from Moscow and you would encourage the Russian ambassador to the UK to leave the country within 48 hours or within a week, and that would mean the end of diplomatic relations. This is the overt list of countermeasures. The covert list can range from increasing espionage in Russia to aiding Russian opposition groups to carrying out, for example, clandestine cyber attacks. And with the emphasis on the latter, there was a reference to bringing potentially launching a cyber attack against Russia in the Times, and it certainly was taken by the seriously by the Russians, because they forwarded a formal note to the British Foreign Office saying, please explain, are you serious about launching a cyber campaign against us? Because the implications would be severe. So we can talk about a mix of overt formal actions, as well as a mix of covert actions, which no one would admit to doing and would still be in denial of doing this, but that could escalate tensions and bring the level of confrontation to a different level.
When we talk about those levels of confrontation, especially when we sort of mention the word cyber war there, you would have to say Russia at the moment has been fairly bold with some of the steps they were taking. This assassination of the former double agent was a fairly bold move, you would have to say. They've been fairly bold around their interference in the 2016 US elections in terms of the kind of cyber warfare, as you touched on there, the cyber warfare that was undertaken then. Really, how much impact do you think sort of Britain taking out sanctions, wagging the finger, is going to have, given Putin is still putting forward this huge strongman sort of persona?
Well, I don't think it will have any impact on Putin and his team domestically. The Russians are heading to the polls this weekend. Putin is tipped to win and secure his second term in the office with significant lead. In fact, I think this spy scandal would bring additional kudos to Putin rather than get the Russians to question his methods, because the Russians feel very strong about traitors and defectors. And the majority of conservative Russian electorate actually applauded to the news, and they want to believe that the government authorized the killing because they feel traitors deserve to die. Mm-hmm. If there's going to be some interference in Russian elections, or Russians will claim interference either on the... Well, it would help Putin to further strengthen his position, because he finds himself in a comfort zone when it comes to managing crisis. And he can present himself as the great defender of Russia. He can present himself as someone who promotes and pushes Russia's strategic interests globally. I don't think it would have any negative impact on his standing, on his credibility at home. With regards to abroad, well, that's where the situation may be a bit different. And I think a lot will depend on the position of the United States. The UK can issue warnings and can undertake certain unilateral actions. But to an extent, it still requires all-round support from its allies in Europe and certainly from the United States. If the position of the United States would continue to be mixed, and given the fact that President Trump just sacked his Secretary of State, so there is a bit of a disarray in political disarray in Washington. If the United States government would continue to pursue its line by saying, yes, we believe Russia is behind it, but we stop short of finger pointing at the government, I think the fallout and the impact, negative impact of this attack on Russia would still be quite limited. And you're absolutely right. Putin has been quite bold in pursuing Russia's strategic agenda, which can be described and illustrated by a note that he made a few weeks ago when he addressed the Federal Assembly, by effectively saying, and he emphasized it when he was addressing it, not so much to his parliamentarians and senators, but to the West and Western leadership. You have failed to listen to us in the past when we asked you to. It is now time for you to start listening to us and taking us seriously. And I think everything ranging from showcasing Russia's advances in strategic nuclear deterrent development to possible sanctioning of Skripal's poisoning, because why I'm saying possible, because the investigation hasn't been complete and a verdict hasn't been released by the investigators, not by the politician, would fall into this claim that Putin made, and obviously when he talks, he actually means business. So things can be explained if you put it in a broader strategic context.
Absolutely. Alexei, really do appreciate your insight into this one. Thank you very much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thanks for having me.